This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seat, a broken date, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitudes, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shit up should do about. Oh, my friend, now come around, flat to party up. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS gets you benched. I hope you're feeling all right, yeah. With Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. So tonight, Mitch Lawrence in about 13 and a half minutes from now from NBA Radio, Forbes and Sporting News, talking NBA Rack. One of Kyrie Irving's other potential landing spot, the Knicks, seems to be out of the running because Carmelo Anthony continues to be set on only being traded to the Rockets. Because I would think that a deal for Kyrie and Melo would work for everybody. Because Melo wanted to play for the Cavs at one point or another, but now he's narrowed it down to the Rockets only. There's no trade that would get him to the Cavs where he isn't involved. Getting Kyrie, they'd have to get him. So if he's not willing to go there, then it's not happening. Also, the Timberwolves are very involved in the Kyrie Irving trade talks. The sticking point may be their willingness to include Andrew Wiggins in the trade, which is unwillingness. They don't want to give him up. But I think, I mean, they're like, yeah, because wasn't he, they got him in the first place from Cleveland.
Right, they got him that love deal.
I just think that, I think that Kyrie Irving's actually a better player than Andrew Wiggins. I think Andrew Wiggins is incredible, but I think Irving's a more well-rounded player at this point. I think, but it's a fair deal. I would swap those two, but obviously they're not willing to at this point. If you're the T-Wolves, do you trade Wiggins for Kyrie? So we'll talk to Mitch Lawrence about that. Rick Haro on Sports Business tonight, 40 past this very hour. And then at midnight of the Billy Idol Hour of Love, our good old friend Bob Sturm from Bad Radio in Dallas on the ticket, the great, legendary, one-of-a-kind, true hero to all civilians and children, Bob Sturm, back on the bench. He's at California for the Cowboys camp in Oxnard, lovely Oxnard, Cali, where the, I believe at one point or another, wasn't that where, who was it that was from there? Was Iceman from there? Who was from Oxnard? Some fighter that I remember. Anyway, the big injury of NFL training camps already happened today as Joe Flacco will be sidelined for a few weeks with a back injury suffered while lifting weights. Ouch. With Ryan Mallett as their backup, how finished would the Ravens be if Flacco does not get his back corrected? That's a problem already. This is what I do every year at this time. Let me be clear. Training camp is merely a month and a half of an opportunity to lose star players on your team to massive grave injuries that will cost them their season. You will see several big-name players injured, go down, and be done for the year in the next 45 days. Mark my words, it's going to happen. The preseason is the worst thing that's ever happened to the NFL. Training camp is the worst thing on top of the worst thing, which is playing those stupid-ass preseason games that no one gives a rat's ass about to begin with, except bettors. How much do I have on that Bills game to start the preseason? Anyway, shuffle off to Buffalo report tonight will come your way because they got rid of one of their quarterbacks today. Which one? You'll have to wait and find out. I think Jay's been talking about it all night, but we're going to make you hold out anyway. Like your boy, who was the guy last year? Joey Bosa. We're going to do a Bosa holdout on who the Bills traded. Fernando Vargas was from Oxnard, the fighter. No one's ever heard of. Alabama coach Nick Saban spent the day today being a phony at ESPN all day. He hates the media unless he needs something. When he needs something, he's nice to the media. When the season starts and late in the season, when he hates the media, he's a complete D to the media. So whenever he does this, I'm a nice guy, spend the day in Bristol act, it's all phony. He envisions changing regular season schedule and college football playoff down the road. Saban's plan includes playing 10 conference games and 2 games against Power 5 non-conference opponents to eliminate uninteresting pay-to-play games. That's when they pay small schools to get their ass tarred and feathered. Would Saban's plan generate better games every week? I actually have no problem at all with the schedule in college football every week. What I do is watch big games, and I don't watch crappy games. There's always a great game on in primetime every week. There's always great games on at 3:30 every week. CBS is the Alabama channel. All you have to do is turn on CBS, and you see old Vern and his partner on their knees for the Tide, right? Like, that's what they do. Uncle Vern's out. Who's doing it now? Tony Romo. Sorry, he's just doing NFL games. Let Phil Simms do the Brad Nessler's the new voice. They got him from ESPN. He was another guy that ESPN was going to fire when they fired everyone. I saw one of the chicks on ESPN got promoted. She's now doing a show on the Food Channel. The Gold Cup final is underway in Santa Clara, USA against Jamaica, man, down by the beach. Boy!
Your boy Blake's already made a couple nice saves for Jamaica.
Really?
You know I'd be from Jamaica, man.
And now he's hurt.
Oh, Blake goes down with a little groin tear. Rip. It's his arm? His hand?
Yeah, they wrapped up his hand.
He's finished. Ballers lose in overtime tonight. I don't even know. What did we lose by, like 4 or 5?
5, I believe.
We lost by 5 in overtime. We blew a 16-point lead and lost. Is that what happened?
That is accurate.
We had a chance to hit a free throw to win the game with 5 seconds left, missed, went to overtime and lost. Sucked. Mafia with a big game tonight. Pharrell with another stellar performance, shooting the rock, hitting bombs from all over. But we lose, so it doesn't matter what you score when you lose. Anyway, a huge stumbling loss for the Ballers. Blake is now out of the game, and that opens the door. The canvas is being painted for a U.S. victory now.
He's been subbed out. The backup Jamaica goalie is in the game.
Backup Jamaica goalie's in. He's dead meat. His name is Ganjaman. The new goalie is Ganjaman. Dwayne Ganjaman. He used to be called Miller until he started learning how to expertise throw the rolling blunt. He used to be able to roll a blunt in the middle of a game and still make a save with his right hand. The one-handed blunt roller, man.
Lot of mercy.
Down by the beach, boy.
Right near the beach, boy.
Fabrell. Greatest show ever. Even though we're never recognized for anything. We don't even work here. Baller losing overtime. Failure. Your boy, the hometown kid from Toms River, hit a home run today, Carver High.
Yeah, when it was 8-2.
A little late for a celebratory dance, huh?
Rather like a nice little stat tack on there at the end of the game for old Todd. The Todd father.
Your boy Lou Pellegrino Severino with a win today.
Pitched very well. They did what they had to do. You got to beat Cincinnati at home, and they did.
Mafia, did you hear me slip in the Sweet Lou reference there?
I did notice that, yes.
All right, you might want to send him that. What else happened today? Oh, the kid, Devers, in his first at-bat, did he hit a home run?
Right, and Sale pitched great.
Sale won again. There you go.
Pirates lost in San Francisco.
Let's check on if I bet on him. That's all that matters. I bet on San Francisco minus $1.35.
You're a winner.
I hit on Boston, my number one play. I hit on the Yankees, number three play.
You had a good afternoon.
So far, so good.
Arizona?
I had Zona.
There you go.
Winner. Did Washington win? I'm on St. Louis. They're winning right now. Did Toronto win? They did.
Toronto is a winner tonight.
Cubs are winning. I'm on a roll. A bagel, a wheat, then a wafer, a croissant.
Fire.
Just a reference, folks, a couple things.
You're showing money and you don't even know.
First of all, Carver High's birthday is Friday. He'll be 37. My birthday is Saturday. I'll be twice that age. I'll be 52. Which is horrible news. Every year now, it's the worst. And as I move on to the 12th hole on the back nine, I'm on number 12 in remaining holes. At 18, you get to the 19th hole and you're, you know, dead. So Friday night, we're going to celebrate by doing a show on The Fan in New York, all over North America, Carver High, a WFA show. Celebrating your birthday and my birthday. How about them apples?
Very excited.
Very excited. Also, we'll be in Vegas August 24th and 25th at the MGM for the Mayweather fight with the guy everybody's betting on, McGregor, at the MGM Live 24th and 25th. We'll do those shows as well from Vegas and all over North America. And then Monday the 28th through September 1st, five live shows, one a night. At the D on Fremont Street, Casino Hotel, second floor, View Bar, every night. We're there for the National Fantasy NFL Draft that they're having. 35 ahead to get in. You get a private suite, draft kit, plenty of TVs, cocktails. The first one's free. You got food from Gold Spike, American Coney Island, Nacho Daddy. Call the D Sales Department, 702-388-2200, or email them at sales@thed.com. That's 702-388-2200 or sales@thed.com to get in on it. Bring your draft to Vegas and then hang out with Pharrell. By the way, that first week of the college football season is that Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we're live in Vegas that whole week. We'll be in Vegas from the 24th through September 2nd. We continue the week with solid bad matchups in baseball. So Thursday, there's eight games. Milwaukee, Washington, Cincy, Miami, Arizona, St. Louis, New York, San Diego, Anaheim, Cleveland, Oakland's in Toronto, Tampa at the Bombers, and Chicago, Chicago on the south side. Lester's going. Get every pick for every game at PharrellOnTheBench.com. All I do is make people money on a daily basis. Everybody knows it's true. Our daily fantasy rosters rake in the cash. Boxing, MMA snags, winners. Best price, best results, pro and college football coming soon. Sign up today, PharrellOnTheBench.com.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, let's get to Mitch Lawrence, NBA Radio, Forbes, and Sporting News. Mitch.
Scotty.
My man. So
How are you?
I'm average. My team lost in overtime tonight. Highly unfortunate.
Yes.
So let's talk about Kyrie. You wrote about his deal, 3 years, $60 million. He gets a $2.9 million trade bonus that would be involved in next year and the year after if they trade him. You talk about how he's able to finish at the basket and hit clutch shots, closing games. And then you talk about teams that have interest. We know there's four, but you also talk about Phoenix and Denver. Yep. And then you go down the litany of teams. San Antonio, who's not going to – I mean, they couldn't even get rid of Aldridge. Minnesota, but they don't want to get rid of Wiggins. New York, Melo won't allow it. And then Miami, and I'd love to see him play with the big fella down in Miami, but I, for some reason, I don't think it'll happen. You even mentioned Boston, but that's becoming the team that it would appear to me everyone's going to play for Boston. They're going to have a 40-man roster.
Danny Ainge is never going to give up anything for any of those guys. It's amazing. Wouldn't you give up? I mean, he's got some really great number one picks. Wouldn't you give that up for Kyrie Irving and send Isaiah Thomas on his way? I mean, to me, Kyrie Irving's a superior player. He's a better player than Isaiah Thomas. He's done stuff in the clutch in big games. playoff games, finals, making shots, Scott. So, yeah, I mean, there are going to be a lot of teams. To me, there should be a lot of teams lined up for Kyrie Irving. Yeah, he's got his defensive deficiencies. You don't know if he's going to make people better at this point. But you know what? He is a proven offensive scoring threat. And the Knicks, you know, if I were the Knicks, I'd give up Porzingis because I don't know how good Porzingis is going to be. Kyrie Irving is, to me, one of the top, what, three or four scoring guards in the NBA. The guy's basically unstoppable going to the rim.
Right.
So I think there are going to be a lot of teams interested. And, you know, Cleveland's going to have to decide when they want to pull the trigger on this.
Does Scott Perry have enough Gucci to make it happen?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. You know, there's all this talk they don't want to give up Porzingis, which, you know what, I can see their point, but they want to build around him. But you know what, Kyrie Irving, he's only 25. You know, Porzingis is like, I think, 22 now, so there's not a huge age difference. And, I, you know, who says that Porzingis is going to be the next Dirk Nowitzki? That's what everybody in New York wants him to be, but who says that's going to happen? I mean, Kyrie Irving, you know how good Kyrie Irving is. You've seen him play these games on Christmas Day, making game winners. He hit one of the biggest shots in the history of the league, biggest shot in the history of Cavaliers when he closed out the finals in 2016. You don't think that a guy like Jim Dolan, who wants to sell tickets, could put his name up on the marquee? He wouldn't want that.
Well, I think that they would be without Porzingis, and you'd have like just Kyrie Irving, and I think would get exposed. Let me ask you this question.
Well, but here's the thing, though. You get Kyrie Irving, there won't be other guys who want to come to play in New York with him.
How long do I have to wait for that to happen? We've been hearing that. You know, everybody's that New York's going to get guys to come play there, and they never do.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, who's going to come to play with Porzingis? Now, I know there's difference because this guy, he'll dominate the ball, whatever. Okay, fine. But you can't – right now, the better player is Kyrie Irving, and he's only 25. It's not like he's 29 or 30 years old.
Why won't – Mitch, why won't Carmelo Anthony go to the Cavs?
He has his heart set on Houston. It's amazing. Now he's being leaked to Oklahoma City. Come on, Carmelo Anthony is not going to Oklahoma City. He wants to play with Chris Paul. Chris Paul's his guy. You know that as well as anybody. Part of that banana boat brigade with LeBron and Dwayne Wade. And he got sold on, you know, James Harden gave him the hard sell about coming to Houston. That's where he's got his heart set. He does not want to go to Cleveland. And I don't think he wants to go to Cleveland because he knows LeBron is leaving, just like Kyrie Irving knows LeBron is leaving. And why would you go to Cleveland if Kyrie Irving isn't there? So I don't think that appeals to Melo at all. But everybody knows, you know, this all comes back to one of the big reasons I think that Kyrie doesn't want to be there. You know, this whole narrative about he wants to run his own team and fight. Well, if that's the case, why would he go to San Antonio? Because you know how it is down there. It's all about the team, not about the individuals. But you know what? It makes sense if you don't want to be – if you're not from Northeast Ohio, why would you want to stay in Cleveland if LeBron James is going to leave before you? That doesn't make any sense. So I think Kyrie is right to want to get out.
Is there any way they could do a deal with Houston and Denver and Cleveland and somehow get Melo to Houston and then, you know, somehow get, you know, because you talked about Denver in your piece.
Yeah.
How could Denver be a part of this? They won't give up Jokic, but who will they give up? Like, is there anyone that they could get involved in this deal with?
Well, I don't know what Denver, if it's not Jokic, and they just got Paul Millsap, you know, they would have to be future picks, and you have young players like Jamal Murray, guys like that. But, you know, to me, Denver makes sense because they're Stan Kroenke. You know, he owns the NFL's L.A. Rams, right? And he wants to, I'm sure, you know, they have a hard time selling tickets in Denver. They can't get stars out there. They want to get guys like Paul George and Jimmy Butler, they couldn't swing a deal for that. But they think big. They see the last marquee player they had, Scott, after all, was Carmelo Anthony. That was back in 2011 before he forced his way out. I don't know if you could have a deal where it's going to be the same deal to have Carmelo and Irving in the deal. Those are probably going to be different deals. But I'm looking at teams like Denver, Phoenix. Phoenix tried to get Kyrie Irving around the draft because back then people knew that he was unhappy because his camp was basically – sending out those signals to people that Kyrie wanted out. And I've heard that the Spurs definitely want him because, you know, Tony Parker's 35 coming off that torn quadricep muscle deal, which we don't even know when he's going to be back, how good he's going to be. And he wants to go down to San Antonio to play with Kawhi Leonard. So to me, I still think somehow, some way, the Spurs can try to get this done. Now, they've never done a huge trade blockbuster-wise, in the Greg Popovich era. Maybe this will be a first.
Why can't Minnesota do this deal? Are they afraid? Don't you think Irving's better than Wiggins?
They think that, first of all, they really can't do anything until December 15th because Jeff Teague, who they signed as a free agent, when you sign a free agent from another team like Jeff Teague, you can't trade him until December 15th. So it'd have to go after that. And obviously, if you bring in Kyrie Irving, you don't need Jeff Teague. So Jeff Teague would be part of the deal. Now, the Wiggins thing is interesting because, to me, Wiggins would be expendable. Now, they're saying no, but that's at this point. Everything is fluid. And, you know, the big thing is they're also trying to get Wiggins signed to a $150 million five-year extension, Scott. That way, I think that would be very, very attractive for Cleveland, right? If you're losing Kyrie Irving and you can go get Andrew Wiggins, who, after all, you drafted number one, what was it, back in 2014? He was the guy who, obviously, LeBron, when he wrote his famous letter to coming back to Cleveland, he didn't include his name in the letter that Lee Jenkins wrote for him for Sports Illustrated. Why? Because he knew he was going to get him traded for Kevin Love. So maybe Andrew Wiggins goes back in this deal. If you bring in Kyrie Irving, you're not going to need Andrew Wiggins. I know they play different positions. You're still going to have Jimmy Butler. You're still going to have Karl Anthony Towns. Right now, Karl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, and Jeff Teague, none of those guys are as good as Kyrie Irving is at closing a game. He's a proven go-to player down the stretch of a game in winning situations. They don't have a guy like that right now.
Right. Well, let me ask Mitch Lawrence, the great one and only Forbes Sporting News and NBA Radio. He's everywhere. Let me ask you, what did you think about, like, Gilbert getting involved in that Paul George after the fact saying that the Pacers screwed that up?
Yeah, you know what? We all know they did. People are getting all upset about that. As a matter of fact, now, people are saying he shouldn't say anything about that. Okay, you could argue that. Hey, you know what? He didn't do a very good job. He could have been a much, much tougher on them. All we'll say is this. When he trades Kyrie Irving, and he's not going to get 100 cents on the dollar, we'll see what he gets for Kyrie Irving. We'll see if it's a Paul George type of trade where he doesn't get a lot back. We'll see. He opens himself up to criticism, which I'm sure he couldn't care less about. But everybody knows that Indiana was absolutely fleeced for Paul George, and they didn't get nearly enough. And I don't have a big problem with it because what would he say? Unless he's going to no comment it, what is he going to say? They did a good job, then we'd all kill him for lying. So I got no problem with it, really.
Do you believe any of the talk that the Clippers, Bucks, or Mavericks could be in on Kyrie?
They should be. I'll tell you that. If I were those teams, I definitely think the Clippers should be. I don't know if they could get that done. But they need a point guard in the worst way because they had, you know, Chris Paul put a gun to their head, right? Chris Paul told him, you got to give me a five-year max deal, Scott, where he's going to make $46 million when he was 38 years old. They didn't want to do that. Then they said he was going to walk out the door. So they trade him. They don't have a point guard. Milwaukee, you know, with he and the Greek Freak, they have to get somehow Jason Kidd has to get that deal done if they can get it done. That's a must. If Milwaukee wants to be a big-time title contender, they have to do more. They have to get a bigger star than the guys they have. And, you know, Antetokounmpo could be the real deal. We'll see about that. But Kyrie Irving would be perfect there. And then what was the other team you mentioned?
The Mavericks.
Yeah, the Mavericks. I mean, you know, Mark Cuban talks a big game. He always goes, he's a big game hunter in free agency. He never gets anybody, right? I mean, they're always trying to get Dwight Howard and they always, you know, trying to get Mike Conley Jr. I know they love this Dennis Smith kid. Dennis Smith Jr. from North Carolina State. Kyrie Irving right now is a better player probably than, you know, am I going out on a limb by saying that Dennis Smith Jr. will never be as good as Kyrie Irving? Probably not, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a thing, too, about Boston. And I tried to make this point on Twitter the other day. I got killed by all these Celtics fans. The bottom line is Kyrie Irving, if Danny Ainge can get him, will be better than any player that Danny Ainge is probably going to draft in the next few years. I'll go out on a limb and say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's better than anyone they got. I think Isaiah Thomas is great. I think
Kyrie Irving.
I think he's tougher than Kyrie Irving, but I think Kyrie Irving's a better finisher.
No. Kyrie Irving's one of the. Let me tell you, who's better getting to the basket?
I think obviously Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie's basically unguardable getting to the basket. You know, so and I mean he's won big playoff games. He's won. I know people say, well, he plays with LeBron. Okay, fine. I'm willing, if I were another GM, I'm willing to say, you know what, right now at 25, playing 3 years with LeBron James, I'd like to have that guy come in and be on my team and see if any of that magic dust has rubbed off on him.
I want some magic dust. Mitch, great stuff tonight, brother. I love you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. See you, guys.
All right, Mitch Lawrence. the USA, something's developing in Santa Clara. We got action. It appears that there's some excitement in the crowd.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
It's time to ask the pros, where you can ask me a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to the link cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweet it at cbssportsradio with the hashtag askthepros. Be listening in the last hour. If you win, I'll read yours on the air. Then we'll overnight you to your home, and you'll get it tomorrow morning. A case of absolutely nothing.
You get nothing.
Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the pro parts people are going to help you find a battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Rick Haro is our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. He's back again on the bench. So, Rick, let's start with the annual Haro Sports Power 100 athlete ranking. I see that Russell Westbrook is now number one.
Hey, man, yeah, and the reason he is because it goes from end of beginning of regular season to end of regular season. And I know he didn't go as far in the playoffs as like a Steph Curry did, but his ranking, it's 50% on field score, 50% off. We do this every year. We had Business Week, and Bloomberg started. And then MVP Index, Sean Spieth's company, helped us create a lot of the social media stuff. And so Russell Westbrook may be a surprise to some, but when you look at what he's doing on and off the field, not a surprise to anybody. Matt Ryan, 2. LeBron James, 3. Harden, 4. Brad Keselowski from NASCAR, 5. Andy Murray, Zeke Elliott, Connor McDavid, which we would expect these days, Saul Alvarez, Kevin Durant. You know, we'll go through all of them if you need to, but it's a pretty good mix.
I'm a little surprised that this Conor McGregor guy that's taken over the world in terms of a media and attention and marketing, the UFC, and then the fact that he pulled off the hustle to get the Mayweather fight, which is the greatest hustle in sports history, a guy that's never boxed in his life fighting the one of the greatest fighters ever, and the fact that he's going to make nine figures easily, how is he not in this list?
Well, because the list was from 2016, mainly. Look for him to be pretty significant on the 17 list. Also, it's kind of hard to define his sport, and that's really kind of not fair to him or not fair to UFC. But again, he is doing his thing and burst on the scene over the last two quarters, even more so than before. So he will be on the list just for next year.
I mean, there's a girl, the Joanna Jędrzejczyk, is that her name, Mafia?
Yeah.
How is she?
Jędrzejczyk.
She's number 11, and then the guy that's the face of the UFC that it makes more money than anyone, the first guy to ever make $1 million, isn't even on the list?
And frankly, you know, it's a mathematical kind of thing, and I understand everybody can talk about the list the way they want to. We've done it for 7 years, and the thing that's important to me is that the methodology stays same. So it's been kind of apples to apples every year for 7 years. The social media piece is more important than it has been before. She is a social media wizard. You might not even know who she is, but, you know, Conor McGregor, is a big deal, obviously the face of it. And he'll be there next year, and probably wrong to put too much weight on the social media side, especially with him, but that's the way we've measured it for the last 7 years.
Well, I understand it. I think that your top 100 every year is one of my favorite things that you do. It's fantastic. I'm troubled by some of them, not because of you, but because of the way it's handled,
sure,
the voting. John Jones is number 29. The guy hasn't fought in 2 years, and he's ranked higher. He's ranked lower than a chick, and he's ranked higher than a guy that runs the UFC. I just don't understand that. And that's, I mean, the sports of 400,
you know,
how much did they sell it for? $400 billion?
Yeah, I'll tell you what we ought to do. We probably ought to spit it back and then come up with some kind of reaction to some of these numbers and maybe readjust it. I guess my point is that
the math is pretty clear, and I didn't tinker with it by making it look better than what it came out with. And the kind of assumptions are half the social media, as we said. And the social media is a big deal because it's not just being known, but being liked, people being aware. And so that's become much bigger than it was 5, 6, 7 years ago and will be and continue to be. And frankly, that's the most important part of this. It's the first ever one of these, as you know, that compares apples to apples with people over years where 50% is on and 50% is off. And you get honestly, we're going to get some that people don't agree with.
Let me ask you this. Brad Keselowski, number 5, explain that to me because I got to tell you, this is just me because you know I can be difficult. Who gives a rat's ass about Brad Keselowski on the face of the earth?
Well, his fans do.
Oh, no, they don't.
So there are very few things on this world which I have no trouble agreeing with, and you being difficult is one. So I have no problem with that. But yeah, listen, the bottom line is there are a lot of people who don't give a rat's ass, as you said, about NASCAR. But those that do, he's at the top of his field, and he's very important sponsor-wise, and he's a social media wizard. And so I guess we can debate the importance of social media relative to that 50%. But as people like to say these days, it is what it is.
Roger Federer, 16. Andy Murray, 6. Federer is so much more important than Andy Murray in tennis. You know that as well as I do. And I just need to know this from you. Kevin Durant, he is, like, was he not, like, literally the biggest thing? Like, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, after all that was said and done, the biggest story in sports was him going to the Warriors. Then he went there and won a championship and an MVP. And he's behind Westbrook, LeBron, Harden. He's behind a hockey player, for Christ's sakes.
You know, I also agree that if this were cut off right now, there'd be no doubt that Westbrook would be below Durant and below who knows about Harden, but the point is that this was a regular season cutoff of that sport and hockey, and you got to cut it off somewhere. We used to try to cut it off at the end of the calendar year, but everybody's going to have the different impact at the different time. But when you finish it, this is not including the playoffs, as I said before. So obviously Durant would have jumped if it included the playoffs. So we're going to see him jump for the 17-1.
You and I have been on the Power 100 before. I am surprised that neither one of us are on the Power 100 now.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of it. When you turn the page over, I'm number one on that side.
All right, so this is going to take a while because I want to get into the 15. So what we're going to have to do is start on it now, and then we're going to have to come back at the top of the hour and then do the rest of it. Are you all right with that?
Very cool.
Okay, so here's what we do. Let's start with the NFL rookies and position players are reporting to camp, and a big new sponsorship deal was announced for your boy Khalil Mack, who was on that great Raider defense that ranked 26th in the NFL last year.
Yeah, you know, thankfully he's getting the vision that he ought to get and the awareness. Obviously, who's it going to be? Mack Trucks. A big deal. The idea started when he got a text from Warriors' Draymond Green, who said, you ought to try to partner with Mack Trucks. Well, wonderful. And so the bottom line is he's going to get a lot of money for this. He's also very, very photogenic, and he's really, really good at it. And Mack counts Nike and New Era among his other endorsements. And defensive end Taco Charlton, how about him? Taco Bueno. And so difference is Mack deserves it. It's not that Taco Charlton doesn't ultimately, but rookies signing big deals when, like Reggie Bush did with Subway, jury's still out. The guy's got to perform.
So Jake Peavy not playing anymore, but he's doing great things for education, for young people, giving them the skills they need to make financial decisions in life. The former pitcher and Cy Young winner, what's he up to?
Yeah, well, he partnered with EverFi, which is the financial education digital company that's been, huge, growing by leaps and bounds. Bono and Warren Buffett are investors, and he got built out of $15 million in a Ponzi-like scheme in 2015. So he's saying, I don't want to let anybody else do that. So I'm going to design a program that makes a difference in people's lives. It's going to include people who are not just athletes but want to know how to manage money, but it's also going to get into the schools, and hopefully kids will learn a little bit more about how to manage money because they realize that Jake Peavy did not do it well. So good for him and good for EverFi.
So what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll come back, and I want to spend more time doing the 15 to watch, and I'm going to spend some time talking bad about Michael Phelps' phony race with a computerized shark that had more viewers than the Stanley Cup Finals and my Penguins winning back-to-back cups, which offends me profoundly. Rick Harrow upset with Pharrell tonight with my behavior on the first segment. We will continue to upset him as we move along through everything.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.